You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The big gun. Steve Mortimer was one of the greatest halfbacks of his generation. Tenacious and tough, he played a record 272 games for the Canterbury Bulldogs. Along the way, his head was sometimes hit hard.
Very groggy, Steve Mortimer.
Decades later, the 63-year-old suffers from short-term memory loss.
I can remember a hell of a lot of things going back into the Wagga days. But when it goes back and I've got to go and meet a person at the leagues club or whatever, I forget things like that.
Recent scans show part of his brain is no longer working properly. And he's not the only former professional footballer to have neurological problems decades after playing.
Geelong player down behind the play here.
Former Geelong and Essendon ruckman John Barnes now has epilepsy. He argues was caused by continuous playing while he was concussed.
It's like a bit of a badge of honour.
If to go back off, on?
Yeah, because you're a bit of a softie or a bit of a sookie if you didn't.
The 50-year-old is part of a planned class action against the AFL. But medical experts are divided about a direct link to concussions. Neurologist Professor Chris Levi explains.
The evidence is developing, but it's not at the level where we can say A plus B equals C, because these are complex diseases, multiple factors involved, not just concussion.
The AFL and NRL were contacted for comment. Jodie Noyce, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.